We are going to talk about expression 3.0, blend 3.0. Now, this is going to be right around the corner. There's already a preview of this up on the web. And I asked Bill Reese the other day, he's a Silverlight MPP, what he thought the top three new features were in Expression 3 Blend. Sketchflow, he said, number one, and that's what we're going to do a demo on as part of the 3.0 session that I'll show you next. And it changes the game. These are his words exactly. Changes the game when it comes to the designers becoming an integrated part of the development process. And you'll see exactly what I mean when I demo this, because you can map out an entire site all at once to go ahead and architect your site basically from a front end standpoint. It's a beautiful thing. I've never ever seen anything like this in the developer space. All right. Secondly, behaviors. Right. You can attach behaviors to visual elements to make them behave a certain way, such as drag and drop. And finally, Photoshop and Illustrator direct import. Right. So you got some nice incredible features there in the 3.0 blend. And what is it? Basically, Sketchflow then is a set of features targeted at making it easier and faster to design and communicate and really review these prototypes in a very interactive way. Some problems it solved, you know, it provides like a whiteboard kind of approach to doing your app diagram and your application design. Similar to PowerPoint, sometimes you might do PowerPoints for prototyping, but the problem with PowerPoints, it's linear, right? You go from one to the next and the next. What happens if you branch off and you have multiple choices? That's where kind of doing a prototype through PowerPoint would kind of fall down a little bit. So you'll see here that you can do all this branching. There's a great viewer that will show you on doing this as well. All right, so the preview that's up there, once again, does not have the Sketchflow bits in it. But once again, the final release, the 3.0 release, is just around the corner. That's all I can say. Okay, I can't give you a date, but it's just around the corner. So here's our Expression Blend 3.0 preview with the special bits for doing Sketchflow. So once again, designers need great tools as well as developers do production, but also in the earlier phases of the design process. And this is where prototyping comes in. And so what we're going to do is start up a new project here. And now you see a new option here called Sketchflow, both for WPF and Silverlight. So last time we did a Silverlight demo in 2.0, this time we'll do a WPF. All right, so this will be our application here for Sketchflow. Let's just keep all the default names. And once this comes up, we're going to have a very nice flow diagram here to work with to start doing our first prototype. So with this, what we'll see here is under the window, we're going to go ahead and bring up the Sketchflow map. Now these names may change by the time the bits come out final, but you basically what you'll have is a starting point here for the flow of our process. So you can see here I've got the start node, and I can do something very simple here, just like throw a text block on, for example, bring up the fonts. We'll go ahead and change the font here to kind of a Sketchflow print, bigger fonts, go to 22. And what would be a developer session without doing a hello world example. So we have that. Now if I go ahead and just press F5, this thing will go ahead and build and spit it up and put it on the screen. So far, not much difference, right, between what we've seen in Expression 2 Blend and Expression 3. But now what will happen is there's our viewer, right, that we have. So this is new, right? We haven't seen this before. There's actually a viewer here where you can start looking through your different panels. What I'm going to do now is start building a little bit of a flow here to this application. And in order to do this, if we come down, you can see down below now, you get a little bit of a drop down here. And that's your, what they call that in On Object UI Controller, OOUI, another acronym for everybody to learn. And that just keeps everybody gainfully employed, you know, just knowing all those acronyms all the time. So let's go ahead and create a new navigation screen. So what we can do here is basically, now I've got a new navigation screen, and there it is, right? And they just drag it down, and there's another screen in our process. So what I could do here is on this screen, I can go ahead and start putting in, you know, any kind of controls I want to. Let's put like a rectangle here. Maybe let's go ahead and draw, you know, maybe some buttons, a couple buttons on here. Let's put, maybe a grid, you know, control over here, something like that. And come up with kind of a rough design for our page that we're working with. And now if I go ahead and press F5 and run this, we'll see that I've got two screens in our setup. So there's the start screen and there's screen one. So I click on screen one, up it comes. Now what's nice about this is I can go ahead and annotate this, right? And I can go ahead and put in feedback. You know, this is way cool. Right?
So like if you had somebody reviewing your design, they would be using the annotation tools.
That's right. And then also, not only that, you can mark up the page. So I can go ahead and bring up a little marker, say, you know, no, you know, we don't need that, right? Or if I highlight this part here, this is like, this is great, you know, right here is what I want to do. So you have a way of going ahead and marking this particular screen up right on the fly. You like that? So far, so good?
Just getting warmed up.
Here we go again. I love saying that. Okay. So next thing we'll do is kind of build more of a flow to this, right? So I'm going to have a few more screens come out here, maybe branch off, right? A couple different screens out that way. And we can go ahead and, you know, make our separate branches. Now you can kind of see how the architect piece of this works, right? And I've never seen anything like this myself from a developer standpoint. There might be some designer tools out there that do this, but I'm telling you, I'm pretty excited about this. You know, a lot of the folks that saw this at the Mixed keynote, they were just raving about this, you know, particular feature of Silverlight 3.0 Blend. All right, so let's take this a little bit further and start doing show you in the navigation panel a little bit, and after we a little bit more about the flow and what we can do here, we'll talk about states next and the use of the Visual State Manager. Now, the Visual State Manager is something that came out in 2.0, and this literally basically allows you to create various states or looks of your application at points in time. For example, maybe you hover over a mouse, it turns over a button, it turns a certain color. That's a state. And what you can do is map out or kind of prototype what these different states look like. So let's go ahead and try that out. So I am on currently screen number, let's go out to screen three here. All right, we'll do our states on here. So we'll go ahead and add in a state group first of all, and then we'll call the screen red, and we'll add one more. And we'll call this next one green. I'll spell it right now to help. And we'll come back over to the red here. And let's go ahead and bring up the color properties for it. All right. So there we have a red state. And then on the green page, let's go ahead and put a green kind of a look to it in there as well. All right, so we have a red state and a green state. So let's go ahead and build this. And now what we'll see is when we bring up the viewer, the prototype viewer, we'll go ahead and click on our screen one. And we're going to go to screen three. And now you notice there are two states there listed, a green state and a red state. And there they are, the two right there. So green, and then it come down to red. So now you can see the different states as you're doing an application and what it's supposed to look like at that point in time. How about that? Pretty nice? Okay.
So what you're going to do with that then is you're going to assign those state changes to an event of some sort, like a mouse over, during when the application is actually executing, right?
That's exactly right. That's exactly, you know, how that is intended to work. The other thing you can do is you can create components here. So the green object here is a component. Now you can see that's used by components 5 and 6 and 5 are components that are going to be used in screen 3. So for example, if you had a navigation bar component that you created, so you bring up the screen here and you paint in all your buttons, and you highlight it, and you just right mouse click and say make component. That component now is available throughout the other screens as well. So a lot of really great things.
Or a dialogue or something like
that.
Or
a dialogue, yeah, or login dialogue. Maybe you need that in different places. And so some really great stuff here with this particular application. How about that? Pretty nice. You said you had one more question there, Stan?
So the tool really is used then for prototyping out an application so that you can show it to your customer, and the customer can see what it looks like and how it's going to operate without there actually being any functionality behind it then, right?
Yeah, because think of what you had to do. How many people started out with, say, Visual Basic or C#? Any showing hands here doing some coding? I mean, anytime you did a prototype there, you had a click button. What did you have to do? You had to go behind the click button, put some code, say, okay, I'm going to navigate out to this screen next. That was a pain, right, to do that. But here, you don't have to worry about any of that. You know, this is gives you the list. It gives you the navigation built right in the viewer. So it really will speed up any kind of prototyping that you have to do. So do you have a question over there?
Yes. Is there a way to be able to view the screens you just showed without actually having Expression Blend so that you could package it up and send it to a customer so they could actually review it online or something like that?
So the answer is yes, you can do that. In fact, they actually demoed it at Mix. I think, John, I think you saw it at Mix. You want to talk about that particular demo?
Sure. All the Mix videos are online. You can go over and watch the Mix video. But specifically, the issue is you're the designer. You've done the prototype. You want to give it to the client and let the client mark it up. You can package it up, send it to the client, email it to the client, or put it up on your test server, either one. Client can then take it, and it's interactive. They can go through and try the different buttons and do the different things. Further, the client can mark it up with the markup tool. You know, like strike through and say no, or change this to red, or change this to blue. Email it back to you, and you have captured there all the client's things, so that then you can continue to work on the project.
All right, thanks, John. That's great. All right, so that's our demo on Expression 3.
Don't cut it no more. Want a big pipe carrying 200 megabits of pure excitement right to my door. Got an SUV with six-wheel drive with 300 horses. I'm never deprived. Infrared sensors for climate control. Zero to warp speed and ready to roll, cause I'm a toy boy out on the fringe, and he who dies with the most toys wins. Ooh.